Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, The Bert Show.
All right, so Katie is about to go on her very first vacation with her girlfriend. I would like you guys, if you have a second, and give us a call right now, 1-855-BERT-SHOW. Let's just freak her out. Let's just freak her out. Everything was going great in your relationship until you went on that first vacation together, and the relationship was never the same again. 1-855-BERT-SHOW. Because they say that, like, as soon as you start spending time with each other on a vacation, it brings out the best, it brings out the worst. You find out so much about each other because one generally is a planner, the other one's kind of going with the flow, and it can really drive you crazy to a point where the relationship's not the same anymore. 1-855-BERT-SHOW.
I'm nervous about this, Bert. Because I'm excited about it. It is going to be our first anniversary trip, and it's our first trip that we are taking out of town together. Leading up to this, it's either I've gone to her city or she's come to my city. Mm-hmm. Because it's a long distance relationship. But for us to go out of town for the first time together, I'm actually excited about it. But I did learn along the way that I'm the la-di-di-di-da and she's the no, we're maximizing the most of our time.
You said she had every second of this vacation scheduled in one way, shape, or form until you stepped in.
Yeah. Yeah. She has it down in an Excel spreadsheet. She even asked me, she's like, how well are you with Excel? I was like, no. I'm not great at it.
Now, when we talked about this last time, did you go to her and be like, all right, let's make some compromises here. Let's do a little bit of bargaining. Let's do a little bit of negotiating because this is both of our trip. And, you know, you did some compromising on the location. So you guys are going to Charleston, which is a lovely city, can be very romantic.
Easily escapable if you need to.
Right near the ocean. Just jump in.
So have you hit her back up or are you in it to win it? Are you going to abide by her itinerary and her Excel spreadsheet?
So I've waited and I've planned to have this conversation with her this upcoming weekend.
Oh, you are going to talk to her about it?
Yeah. Yeah. I wanted to wait until I see her this weekend. I was like, I'm just going to push this off as long as I can. And then we're going to have this conversation and try to come to a compromise because, like Bert, what you mentioned, possibly doing a draft, right? Where we both put in what we want to do and pick one day we do this, one time we do this. And see, so that's what I want to present to her, but I have not presented that to her yet.
How you plan on doing that? How are you going to present it exactly?
Hey, babe. You know, I know that we have these plans going on, but I was thinking, how can we find a happy medium?
Okay.
That's the only start
that's
I have.
That's a good start.
Yep.
I got one for you based on a dude that I used to work for. That's the worst I've ever heard. I'll tell you in a second. Hey, Joshua, good morning. Hello.
Good morning. Can you hear me? I'm sorry.
We got you. What's up, man?
Oh, I heard the question wrong. I do apologize. but I do have the same type of issue going on with vacation planning. Me and my spouse of 20 years are heading on a vacation at the end of July.
Okay.
And unfortunately, I'm the planner. She's not putting in any effort towards planning, but when I bring up the itinerary, it's like, oh, yeah, okay, awesome, awesome, awesome. That's going to be great. And what we'll do is we'll go right here. I got to buy me some glasses. And I'm like, wait, what? You keep saying glasses. What are the sunglasses for? Are those like for your eye candy? So the question pops up here. And I'm like, oh, wait a minute. This is perfect, Bert. This is actually what's going to happen. I'm going down there, and she's looking for a hot stud.
Pulled all that for some shades, huh? Anyway.
So I'll tell you what has happened to me before, and it is maddening what he first said. Is that when somebody says, hey, you just plan it. You plan it. So you go online. You're the one that picks everything. You're the one that picks the excursions that you're going on and the places you're staying in. And then, like, 2 days before the trip happens, they take a look at the itinerary and they're like, I'm not really into that. And they leave it on your lap. Like, now you're supposed to run around and change the itinerary. Oh, maddening.
I would never do that to my husband. Like, we have our roles in the relationship. And I am the one that plans and organizes the family vacations. And he's the one that just rolls with it. I know if I did that, like, and I don't even complain about it because I enjoy doing it. Like, I love putting a good itinerary together. I love doing the research on which restaurants and, you know, finding stuff for us to do, but not too much to do. And so I would never put that on his plate just because I feel like I would be setting him up to fail.
And I wouldn't mind doing the planning as long as there was no complaining.
Yes.
Like, that should be the rule. If you're not going to plan, you can't complain.
If you're putting that responsibility on me, you got to go with what I have.
100%.
All right. My former boss, Steve Cosma. Everything was going great in his relationship until he and his girlfriend booked a cruise together. Now, there's only one thing worse than when you're going on vacation where you're landlocked. You can always leave. When you're on a cruise and you're on that ship, and you get in a fight with each other, there is nowhere to run, nowhere to hide, unless you jump off of the boat, right?
Those cabins are small.
Some don't have a window.
It's the worst. So they go on vacation totally, completely in love. They're 2 days into this vacation to the Bahamas, I think. And it's so bad. It's so bad. He gets off the ship for an excursion, calls her and says, I'm not getting back on, and then finds a flight from the Bahamas back to Washington, D.C.
That's
what?
Bad.
He didn't want to see her at all again after that.
What was the fight about?
I have no idea.
That's the tea I want. Yeah, I know. It's like a true man.
If I remember correctly, and this was a long time ago, I think she was being inappropriate and flirting with some other dude at a bar or something like that. And it was happening time and time again. And he felt like it was just disrespectful. And they were both huge drinkers also. But
that'll do it.
He got off that boat and he's like, I cannot. I am going to waste all that cash. I don't care. I never want to see her ever again. And he never did.
Now, she's mentioned a cruise to me about 3 times. And I keep saying, no, no, no. I am never getting on a cruise. So I'm going to stay away from that.
Charleston first.
Yeah.
Okay. It's the Bert Show.
Hey, the Bert Show. Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.